All right, it's our news at noon, our extended news at noon. And as I promised you, we are going to continue checking in with Dave Mullarkey and, of course, Kate as well. We'll talk to Kate here in just a few minutes. But first, I wish I had trumpets for you, Dave Mullarkey. When I talk to you, there should be some intro or sounder for you whenever I welcome you. How are you?
I'm just fine, Tracy. How are you? Nice to talk with you today.
Yeah, it is nice to talk with you and hear your voice once again. So, you know, I'm going to do something with you here in a couple of minutes just to, I don't know, have some conversation with you, but just want to get the update. How are you? I heard you on the noon news the other day, and that was fun. But what are you doing now?
Well, I'm still working from home, helping the news department as much as I can. It's a frustrating time because, you know, we're now several weeks into this work from home, stay at home, self-isolate thing, and it can get frustrating at times. You know, everybody's anxious to get back to the way it was, if that's ever going to happen.
Right, and that's one thing that when that conversation continues about the way that it was, it's a little scary to think about that, because I don't know if we go back to the way it was. You know, do we change altogether? And we've been in such a time of uncertainty and unknown that what does that mean going back to what we were doing? Because it seems like it's going to just take a long time to be able to get there.
And we just don't know. We don't know whether there might be a second wave of coronavirus outbreaks following a slight lessening of restrictions remains to be seen. There's just so much uncertainty.
There is. And as you talk about that, we've been doing this for a few weeks, I have found, I don't know what your thoughts are or the people that you've talked to, but when you go into this, how long was it ago? 6, 7, 8 weeks, you know, a couple months ago, you really have high spirits and you think, okay, this is going to be good, you know, or not good, but, you know, I'll be able to get through this day by day. We're going to be positive every single day. As the weeks roll along, I think it's harder and harder for people to stay as positive as they were. Not saying that some people still aren't positive, but the week after week, day after day, it can wear on you a bit.
Well, absolutely. Far worse for some families than others, especially people that are dealing with kids at home with all the schools closed. The kids' frustration probably higher than those of the adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I wanted to do something with you this morning because, speaking of families, I have this box of questions that I have at my house, Dave. And it's interesting because I got this years ago. You know how when we do interviews, sometimes a publisher, an author will give us a copy of a book or a copy of a product because they want us to be able to investigate it a little bit more and be able to have a pretty good handle on what we're talking about. So this is a box of questions that I did an interview years and years and years ago in radio, and it's called Food for Talk. And it's pretty fun because I held on to it for the longest time until I had kids. And now it's like we use it every day because you sit around the dinner table and you have the same conversation. So what it is it's a box of questions that you can pull out. They're like index cards. And you pull out and it just has all these different questions. Like, let's see. Do you like going to the doctor? If not, why? If you do, why? You know, if you ever thinking about running away, you know, can you tell us and be honest about it? So it's pretty interesting for families to be able to have a topic of conversation. So I pulled out a couple for you, Dave. Will you answer a couple of my questions today?
Oh, do I have to put my thinking cap on here?
You can be the guest. I'll be the interviewer. You can be the guest, which is a very odd place for you to be. You're always interviewing people.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right. So the first one, I'll ask you two. So the first one I want to know from you is, if you could talk to any person in history, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Boy, the possibilities there are endless. Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo. I think I'd probably pick Benjamin Franklin.
Would you?
Yeah.
Interesting. So what would you ask him? So if he was your guest on It's Your Turn, what would you ask Benjamin Franklin?
Well, he was really a Renaissance man in many ways that we didn't realize, you know, back when we were in history class. I mean, he was obviously an inventor. He was a printer. He was an ambassador to France. He was a member of the Continental Congress. One of the interesting things there is that he was opposed to naming the eagle as the symbol of the United States. He thought it should be the turkey instead of the eagle. He also is not the he wasn't the demigod that we may have thought he was back in history class either. He was he had a very interesting life. That would be a good guy to talk to.
I wonder, for individuals like him, do they know they're changing history in the moment, or do they just make their decisions and the result is that they've changed history?
Probably a day-to-day thing, you know.
Yeah.
Who has the ability to look back, you know, during a present crisis.
Yeah. As I was thinking about this question, for some reason, I kept coming back to Milton Hershey. I just kept thinking, how do you go to a complete remote area and say, this is where I want to build a town and I want to sell chocolate? And at that time, it wasn't really popular in America. It was overseas that they had chocolate and chocolate makers. So for Milton Hershey to go to Hershey, PA and build the town and end up selling chocolate, I think is fascinating.
And to start a school.
Yes.
The Milton Hershey School.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating. And it's okay, so here's your second question, Dave. So Dave Malarkey, of course, with us, checking in with Dave. So what profession, other than your own, would you like to try? Why or why not? Or what profession would you like not to try? You could go that way, too. What would you like to try? Would you not like to try?
You know, I toyed with the idea at one point of working in the Foreign Service of the United States.
Oh, okay.
International postings, or perhaps in Washington, D.C. You know, I thought that would be exciting.
Hmm.
And I toyed with that for a while, actually looked into it a little bit.
Interesting.
I decided that I was going to go in another direction.
Yeah. So is there a job that you would not want to try? A profession?
Dishwasher.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I can go with you on that. See, I think on my end, the profession I wanted to go into, there were two. One, I wanted to train animals. And then I started taking my zoology classes and I went, nope, this is not for me. And then being not a chef, but a baker. I always wanted to be a professional baker. So I do it on the side, but like you said, we all went in a different direction.
Well, I think the most important thing is to avoid, first of all, avoid, you know, ending up in a career that you hate. And then being involved in a career that avoids monotony, you know.
Right. And
certainly the work that we do, our chosen life's work, it's different every day. And I think that's important.
So one question I didn't think about asking you, this is not in my box, I'm just curious about you. I've asked other people this of their own jobs, with you being a broadcaster for so many years. What's the joy of the job for you? What do you enjoy, I don't want to say the most, because there are many things about our jobs that I know that we both love, but what's the joy of the job for you?
Talking to people. And know that people look forward to hearing that, you know, the personal contact, especially in radio, very imaginative medium, perhaps the most personal of all the mass media.
And I respect you quite a bit, Dave, not only because what you've taught me throughout the years, but just for what you do and how you communicate with people. And I respect that you still get into a suit every day. Well, you don't wear the jacket, but you have the tie and the shirt, and you dress for the job every single day. I do respect that quite a bit.
Well, that's true.
It is. It is. I do. I love it. I walk in, I see the tie. I'm like, I love it. Love it. So, Dave, hey, thanks so much for chatting with me. I know we'll talk to Kate here in a couple of minutes, too. But just any thoughts you want to share with us before I let you go for the day?
Just hope to see you in person soon.
Absolutely. And I'll see that tie.
Okay.
All right. Dave Malarkey with us. Thanks so much, Dave.
Sure. Thanks, Tracy. Good to talk with you and the people.